Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's crazy.
Patrick Warburton showed up on Orville last night.
That's crazy.
As an alien that he's working on the ship now, but he's got this big, it's his voice, obviously, but you couldn't tell by the makeup. He's got a huge, big elephant-looking mask on and a tusk that goes from his nose to his belly button. And he explains that he's got his species has two esophaguses. And he goes, and
esophagi?
Well, he didn't even say that. He said esophagus is whatever they said. And he goes, so that means I could just pound food, man. And he's that voice. You don't even need to watch the show. Just think of the weirdest looking alien ever with Patrick Warburton's voice coming out of it, saying, I could just pound food, man.
See, I just saw him last night. I was watching the beginning of Ted 2.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Remember, he makes a cameo in both of those.
Oh, that's right, as a gay guy. Yeah.
In the first one, he's with Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
The second one, he's with a black guy. You know, they show up at a wedding. Yeah, this is my new boyfriend, Fred. And, we're going to tie the knot, too. And they say, oh, you're going to get married? Said, no, we're just going to go home and tie our dinks in a knot.
He walks on the bridge to meet Seth MacFarlane, who's the captain of the ship. Just picture just a Star Trek. You don't watch a show. It's kind of a Star Trek-y thing, but it's got some jokes in it, too.
Totally Star Trek.
But it's an amazing show. I don't know why I dig it, but I really do. But he walks on and...
You know why you dig it?
You like sci-fi?
Because it's a lot like Star Trek.
It is.
Which is an amazing show.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's also got dick jokes in it. It really does. And then Star Trek doesn't have dick jokes in it. Well, they did. But not like MacFarlane. So he walks in there and he goes, man, sick ship, man. Love the carpet, you know? It's Patrick Warburton's voice and
an elephant mask.
Basically an elephant mask, but his nose is an esophagi connected to his belly button, so he could just pound food, man.
I saved the first season to my DVR.
Man, you got it. Todd, you will love it.
Yeah, but now that the new season has started, it's starting to remove...
It's deleting.
Yeah, so I'm going to miss the first three.
That's on demand.
Yeah, you can find that.
It's on demand.
Yeah, go to the. Yeah.
That's got to be on demand.
It is on demand.
Yeah, I was planning on doing a lot of binging over the holidays, and it turns out.
We've talked about this crap with people. Tell you to watch stuff. You don't want to watch it. I get it. But this is you and me. I know you'll like it.
Oh, because, the one episode I saw, I kind of enjoyed. Yeah.
Tony Del Deer in the house. Craig Evans with us. Petey Mac a little later on with sports. That thing that Tony was texting everybody about yesterday, by the way, is off air, Craig, just in case you just blurt that out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I did remember that.
Tony's pregnant.
I watched...
Not his wife, Tony's pregnant.
Yeah, the LeBron James show, The Shop, last night.
That's a good show, too. I haven't seen that.
And it's not just for black people,
They just talk about stuff, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it was... LeBron was there, Todd Gurley, Ice Cube.
That's three black guys.
Jimmy Kimmel.
He's not.
Yeah, it was. He was the first white guy, apparently, to get his hair cut.
All subjects?
All subjects.
Yeah.
They talked a lot about sports. They talked a lot about Trump. And, you know, obviously, they all really like the guy.
Yeah. they're smart, intelligent guys.
Yeah. And I forget what else, but it was just a good discussion.
I want to see that.
Right. It was a good flow of discussion. I liked it.
Yeah, I think the first episode that came out, like, Jon Stewart was on.
Yeah, okay.
You know, they'll throw in the token white guy every now and again.
it is.
Well, because they have to equal out what we do.
Right. It's about time rights are coming around.
There's a token white guy. Speaking of rights, Northwest Iowa. You actually did vote in a white supremacist. Yeah. You actually just said yesterday, what's wrong with being a white supremacist?
When did that get a negative connotation?
Yeah.
World War II.
Steve King,
yeah,
the one up there, represents your area, is a white supremacist.
That's not good.
Full on.
Coming from a black man. That's not a good idea.
It's not good for us white people either, because he's a horrible scumbag.
Yeah, it's not good.
So, good vote. Way to pull the trigger on that one.
I should move up there. I might have to check that out.
There should. You really wouldn't have to move far.
No, you wouldn't, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
You could probably just commute.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you actually could. Up there.
What up, Craig? How you doing today?
Oh, great.
Friday.
Thrilled to be here.
Yeah, 5 days in a week, man. You feeling okay? Because, you know, I'm a little wobbly.
Yeah. Quite wobbly.
Did you poop before the show? Everyone else did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did. I mean, like,
yeah,
immediately.
Craig's here, too.
Immediately before the show.
No.
Okay. Because I just think there's psychological implications to that. Waiting to hear from our therapist.
Me and Todd. Didn't that just mean that everybody's getting ready to move faster?
Me and Todd's ass cycled this morning.
Yeah, perhaps I'm reading too much into it.
He knocked on the door, and I'm still in there. I said, occupied. He said, scoot over. And I did.
Yeah.
He just sat on your lap between your legs.
Exactly.
And he's, yeah.
Right. We got one of those. The love toilet.
We got one hopper
in
his hell hole.
The least we could do is get a love toilet.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
That's right. When they're looking at each other. The love toilet.
Yeah.
I love that. That was Kevin Nealon and what's her face? The blonde who was in the show with us years ago.
Victoria Jackson.
Yeah. That's right. Kevin Nealon and Victoria Jackson in that commercial. That faux commercial, the love toilet.
Yeah. We're going to get a lot of response from our landlords when we ask for such things as, enough poopers to take care of the whole staff. Because there's other radio stations up and down the hallway, too.
Quite a few people in there.
One pooper.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know this actually was a bit, but this is actually, I don't want to get into this much today because we want to have some fun, but this is the first day where there's no paychecks.
Well, yep. Yeah.
And it says here that you will get a stub, and it shows the stub.
Yes.
It says for pay period, net pay 0.00. No way to go through life, son.
More on that later.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's after they took taxes out.
You owe, you owe, it says. Yeah.
That's what you
Tony, are you familiar with that paycheck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That taxes,
You've seen that paycheck before.
I'm lot. Yeah.
Well, that's like when you first start, you get that thing from the IRS every couple years now that lists everything you made every year from this time the time you first filed.
Social Security.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I think my first technical job, in high school, I was working in a nursing home, so it was a couple years where I made $400 that year or something like that, maybe $500 or something like that. And then there were a couple years there was just zero because I didn't work where I worked for my dad, just hanging out, and I was worthless, and they'll tell you that. But I'd count my hours. Dad, you owe me $30. No, you didn't do dick. But there's like zeros 35. In there, too.
I haven't seen one of those recently.
It's been a while since. I think it's probably you can get online probably.
Do they not send them out as often?
I don't know.
Or do you have to go online for that?
It wasn't every year. It just came randomly for some reason.
Yeah. Because I like to play, pick the year that Todd was unemployed.
Pretty easy game.
It is really easy.
Yeah.
There's one of those in there.
Yeah.
Similar paycheck, 0.00.
Oh, no, because I was on the dole. Yeah. I was getting the food stamps. I was getting the welfare. Oh, yeah. No one was helping me.
Yeah, they were.
Thanks, Craig T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson over there.
Yeah, but it was in Kentucky, and they're not really if you're unemployed and you want to get some benefits, you want to be in a blue state.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Because the red states aren't nearly as generous as the blue states.
Because you're lazy.
You got to get a
state.
Job, boy.
No, you know what I wanted to do when I was unemployed? I wanted to get another freaking job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it pays better than unemployment.
Pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
That's right.
Go get a
job.
Trouble is, where do you find bootstraps these days?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that's an old reference. Right. I don't know what that is. Is that like garter belt? Because I wear those.
Yeah, is that a reference from the 20s, the 30s?
It has to be an old working guy reference.
Or are we going further
garter
back?
Garter belt with boots. Yeah, there you go.
Pull yourself up by that little loop on the back of your tennis shoe.
Yeah. I don't even have that.
Don't you?
Not on one of my shoes.
Yeah,
some of them I do. Some I do, yeah.
Right. Pull yourself up by the heels or your slip-ons. Yeah.
By the Velcro straps of your sandals.
Yeah. What's new, Craig? So you got your stuff in a group over there?
It's getting in a group.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Don't
bother me.
Yeah,
right?
Don't go too far.
Don't even get him started.
Don't even get him started.
You see, Dave Grohl fell off the stage the other day.
Everything about Dave Grohl I love except his original music. I mean, that's... And I don't care. Everything about that dude is cool except the original music sucks.
I freaked for about a half a second because we're going to see him next month.
Oh, yeah, right. You are. In New Orleans,
In
right?
New Orleans, yeah. I went, oh, no, not again.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
The headline I read, he pounded a beer and immediately fell off stage.
Yeah.
Did you just not see the end?
Lost his balance, fell backwards.
See, I watched the video. This was at the joint at the Hard Rock in Vegas.
Yeah.
He went off the corner of the stage to the bar to get a beer. Okay. So he was off the stage when he chugged the beer.
Got it.
He tried to jump back up on the stage, maybe 2 feet or so.
Mm-hmm.
And he got both feet up on the stage, and then just he kind of tipped backwards just enough to throw his balance off.
Not enough momentum.
Yeah.
How'd he fall? What'd he hit? Like on the side?
Security members managed to break his fall.
Yeah.
Cool.
Security
here.
Dudes.
All right.
He needs to
take a guitar to the face then, too, you know?
Looks right. Like maybe.
To realize the limits of his athleticism as he gets older.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's not doing the rest of his...
around the stage.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't have to do the rest of his shows from a wheelchair.
Oh, he did that already, yeah.
Yeah.
that big throny shot on for that whole tour.
Yeah.
How'd he bust his leg that time, Puss?
He fell off a stage.
That's right.
Except that was, that was a big festival, and the stage was like 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well, and they were like... In the middle of the second song, they started to play.
Yeah. Oh, and, that's right.
And the medical, I don't know if he was a doctor or whatever. But
hopefully it was the guy, originally fell off. You know?
But he actually held his leg in place while they finished the show. From
they finished the show. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the original one?
So, once again, I know you don't like him, but
No.
Really
I like
cool.
him, and I like his music. That's possible.
That's playing through pain.
Yeah.
He said. Is it going to hurt me if I go back out there? Well, no, you can't stand it. All right. Well, you hold the foot. I'll go out there and sit down, and we'll finish the show.
All right. Wow. That's a crappy job holding the foot.
Yeah.
Especially people line up for that girl show. Right?
Petty would still be with us if somebody would have held his hip for the rest of that tour.
I didn't know he was in such bad shape.
And maybe
fractured hip.
Stop from getting the needle too. Maybe.
Oh yeah. Stay away from the fentanyl. Maybe.
Yeah. I didn't know he was in such bad shape.
Well, sounds like nobody did.
Drugs killed him. Nobody knew till afterwards. Yeah. Nobody knew till the autopsy.
Painkillers killed him.
A month later. No, I think it was the fentanyl.
Well, that's painkiller.
And the other opioids. Yeah. And the fact that he had a problem with the heroin, and so it all snapped back on him.
Yeah.
What's new, Mr. Evans?
You talked about the text messages that were flying between us yesterday.
Yes.
And at one point, found 19 of them.
I found 22.
Oh, no. When I woke up, there was 37. Mm. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up a little earlier before you
Well, there's
you
seven
did.
Of us right. on that. It's all of us and Luke, right? Luke. Yeah.
And
right,
Petey.
And Petey, right? Petey, yeah.
Right, including 17 memes.
Eight of us.
Naked guys by 9.5-toed Luke.
Yeah.
Who has that on their phone?
He has that on file.
Your coworker does.
Yes, he has those saved.
That guy's not right.
He does.
He's got them saved.
And he has worse ones that he's shown me at work.
Yeah, I bet he does.
And he can call them up in a second's notice.
Yes. He files them, really well.
Well, and the fact
was that a girl's boob on his, his penis should be?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm trying to say.
Both dudes,
The fact that he sees...
Is that a boob or is that a penis? I always say that.
He sees something like that then immediately thinks, ooh, I need this one.
You got to save it. Yeah, I saw it.
That's not a
but
penis.
I didn't,
that's a boob.
Just in case. Very carefully.
Yeah, I know. I'm assuming it's a penis. Which you never do in the dark, right?
I did not look very carefully. I just assumed what it was and let it go.
I want the audience to know that there's a boob where a guy's penis should be.
That stuck to the tape.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and then there's another guy behind him like, hey,
just watch it.
But he also has a boob penis too, right?
Yeah.
I thought I saw that.
Yeah.
Because I woke up pretty groggy. I'm thinking, what am I seeing? Is it a penis or a boob? I hate when I wake up to that.
Yeah, you call that Thursday.
You whipped it out until you start looking. You're like,
Oh, it's a boob.
Ah, it's like the old days.
Yeah. I'm grateful for either.
Yeah,
like Craig says,
exactly.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful, but I didn't, I didn't care which one. But just want to know ahead of time.
What's that, Todd?
Yeah, I didn't even notice. I just assumed that it was dudes and didn't look very
closely. Well, it is dudes. With the,
you, however... Yeah.
Well, I kept.
Apparently, everyone else
thank you.
Had to look very carefully. Yeah. Like, hey, all right, that's a. Oh. Well,
it's a boob.
Well, one of them was lactating.
Yeah.
So
that's what it looks like,
So it seems like. When was it that we found out about Tim Tebow?
Oh, by the way, you seen the video I shared on Facebook?
Yeah, I heard that and sent it to you.
I found
it.
Barstool? Barstool Sports. I'll try to describe it, and you can go look at it. Try to get that on Twitter if you can, Puss. I forgot to look at their Twitter page last night, but I shared it on our Facebook page. It just shows you a bathroom where everything is just leaking, like the above the urinals, water shooting out like they busted out.
Okay.
And then water shooting out of toilets. And what's the actual headline say, Puss, so you can get it right there? It's funny as hell. I mean, the whole bathroom just spraying stuff. Like the whole, it's a public bathroom with a bunch of things in it. Urinals, everything's just shooting in the air like it's going crazy.
It's like Tebow when he gets touched on his wedding night.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, the water right above the urinal is broken, and it's hitting the wall 20 feet behind that.
Yeah, right. It's going across the room.
Yeah. And it's, Tebow's, basically right here.
The first time she touches him.
She touched my peppy Steve. Yeah.
So he's engaged to that Miss America?
Miss Universe, the 2017 Miss Universe winner.
He's had to crack that before now.
Oh, my.
Demi Lee Nell Peters,
what is he,
I guess.
Is he 33 now?
About 33, 34.
She's 23 from South Africa.
I know, but he's 33, right, at least?
You mean to tell me he hasn't done anything?
If he's masturbated since he was 18 or 15.
No, he hasn't.
12.
He's masturbating.
No.
No, he ain't that hardcore.
No.
He's a virgin. You have to masturbate.
He's not spilling his seed.
He's seeping.
I'm with Crank.
No, he's masturbating.
Jesus would not approve of him touching himself.
No violation of the Bible.
Jesus would not approve, he thinks.
I don't think he's that. I know he's a hardcore virgin, but he's definitely masturbated.
Oh, not without repenting.
Sorry, God.
No, it goes the other way. Suck it, Jesus.
No, it doesn't do that at all.
And that's horrible when you're thinking about masturbation.
First it's,
don't say it.
Then it's, sorry, God.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Finally get laid.
Yeah, you got to.
Just don't come back in the NFL.
It'd be awesome if he just did a complete 180 and became a, boozing horse. What have I been missing?
Exactly. As soon as he touches, he goes crazy. Yeah,
what I would like to see sometime, an unborn again guy.
Yeah.
You never see that.
No, they're out there.
You see guys who get all drunk and crazy, and then they find Jesus.
Yeah. Usually, you want to see it the other way around?
Normally in jail, they find Jesus or Muhammad, and they get out, and they're teetotalers. You rarely see it the other way around.
It's not something to celebrate. Or that people feel that they should celebrate, I think. It happens all the time.
You think so?
People don't celebrate it and tell you about it.
I know you're trying to talk about it. He actually has sex, and then the next day he calls guys, why didn't you tell me about this? That's freaking crazy. What was that? What the hell was I thinking? You didn't tell me it was that unbelievably freaking good.
And I went to Florida.
Right.
Exactly. And I could have had.
Now I want to try cocaine.
Getting into tequila and drugs and women and just go just completely.
I got a lot of catching up to do.
You mean Todd Marinovich?
Yeah. We don't see him.
Okay.
We don't see him till the fall where he's a little puffy and got a beard and he's on the exact same broadcasting.
A lot of shape.
See, but Marinovich was never a Jesus guy.
No.
He was just,
his dad made him.
Right, his dad. He was just,
eat cheeseburgers and things like that.
Imprisoned by his dad.
But then he did eat cheeseburgers.
Yes, he did.
He did do blow.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And got high a lot.
Got high a lot.
Well, you hear that story all the time. High achiever, academic, they do everything. They're all everything in high school, and then they go to college.
And forget about it, right?
And they start to party, and before you know it, they don't know how to party, and they're dead of alcohol poisoning. There you go. I majored in alcohol poisoning, and I graduated my freshman year.
And they ruined for everybody else in the frat house.
The only one I can think of is Sam Kennison.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he was right. He was raised as a tent preacher, and then he was
a preacher.
Then he went crazy,
And then he said,
screw this.
Kind of did a 180.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of.
But just to see Tebow, like you say, in the fall when he's back on TV, instead of being the cheerleader guy, that guy just sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Everything about him changes.
Just everything about him.
His nose is red from all the drinking. Yeah.
The proposal near a small lake on the property included an arbor and a bench engraved with the day of the couple's first date.
Shut up.
Oh.
South African singer serenaded the couple following the proposal.
Is he a chick?
Oh, yes. God. Yeah, he is. He's got a boob for a penis.
That's going to be awkward.
Yeah, it will be when she digs in there and finds a boob.
So you said there was somebody was singing?
She's South African. She's South African, right?
Yes. Did she used to work with Paul Simon?
Yep.
All African musicians used to work with Paul Simon.
Maybe.
At one point or
another.
That's
the song they played. If you be my bodyguard.
Serenaded them with You Can Call Me Al.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Not at all, actually.
Oh. And then Chevy Chase showed up with a saxophone.
You got a quick one to take a shot, Mr. Evans?
Sarasota County, Florida substitute teacher is under investigation.
What's she look like?
I don't recall, but if I did recall, I would think, I think it's...
give me a name.
At best, not hideous, but it may be hideous.
What'd she do to the guy, the kid? The teenager or the...
Nothing. Yeah. Heather Carpenter is her name.
Oh.
She's under investigation for allegedly smearing human waste
Oof.
On picnic tables and benches at a children's birthday party.
Oh, well, see, I saw a picture and I thought it was a dude, so I think you should lean toward hideous.
Is that... Okay.
Okay.
And it's been a few days since
I've
seen
her. That was a woman?
Her. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna give Craig the benefit of the doubt here. Yes, Todd, I agree with you. She does look like a dude, but not scabby or not, you know, like overly.
Well, she's
awful.
A teacher. Yeah.
I mean, she's not hot. She's not. But I don't know if I'd go straight on hitty. Well, I've seen worse.
Well, first of all, she hasn't had sex with anybody, so that's what we usually care about when they look like she just. She smeared poop on a picnic table.
Officials say that a masked woman. Was noticed vandalizing the area at a family park before taking off in her minivan.
Well, she
it's believed that the woman did it to get back at the principal at school, whose kid was going to a birthday party there that same day.
Good plan.
Mommy, why are there peanuts on this table?
So they found her. You know, they ended up seeing her and busting her, and now they've got to replace all the tables and whatnot because... Well, you know, they can't let anybody sit at those tables anymore.
You can't just hose them down.
Unless there's poop everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the way
exactly.
To exact your revenge. Yeah.
That's
a good plan. That's a good plan.
Not a good not a good plan.
Probably not.
Or maybe a good plan poorly executed.
The exact opposite of a good plan, I'm thinking.
Poorly executed, yes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.